Presidents Biden and Putin have had their hugely anticipated first meeting in Geneva. They've held their post-talk news conferences. Russian President Putin went first. Here he is speaking through an interpreter.
I think there was no hostility, quite the contrary. Our meeting took place principally speaking. Many of our positions, we don't share the same positions in many areas, but I think that both of these sides showed a willingness to understand one another and to find ways to bring our positions closer together. The talks were quite constructive.
President Biden met the press later. He said he made it a point to discuss cybersecurity and the U.S. colonial pipeline that was hacked with Putin.
For example, when I talked about the pipeline that cyber hit for $5 million, that ransomware hit in the United States, I looked at him and I said, well, how would you feel if ransomware took on the pipelines from your oil fields? He said it would matter. This is not about just our self-interest. It's about a mutual self-interest.
So what else can we discern from today's meetings? NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow is here. And Scott, it is early, but what's your, you know, first reactions to what we've seen and heard in Geneva today?
You know, I think just the fact that this seemed like a straightforward business-like meeting where even though there are wide disagreements that will remain, the two men were able to have a what seems like a productive conversation, and both Biden and Putin framed it that way. I think that's pretty remarkable given where things have been over the past few years. I mean, the election interference, Ukraine, dozens and dozens of other tension points. But that was Biden's goal. He said he just wanted to begin the path to having a more stable relationship. And it seems like they were able to walk away from Switzerland with that accomplished.
Well, you know, since you mentioned that, you know, this decision to not hold a joint press conference, do you think it was that memory of, you know, President Trump standing next to President Putin in Helsinki in 2018, siding with the Russian leader when he said there was no Russian election interference? Did that play into this decision to separate them?
I'm sure that was part of it, and I'm sure that was the White House thinking. They didn't want to remind anyone of Helsinki at all, but you had back-to-back press conferences instead, and even though Putin certainly had some moments of saying things that Biden would wildly disagree with, I think there was not the hostility even in back-to-back press conferences that you could have expected.
Well, let's get to that. We know a little more about what they talked about, Biden mentioning cybersecurity. They had a four-hour or so meeting. So what else jumped out at you from both Putin and Biden?
Yeah, the president said that there was a long conversation about cyber attacks. Biden said he gave Putin a list of 16 entities that he would like to see as off limits to cyber attacks, including energy infrastructure, water infrastructure. Putin said that they're going to continue this conversation. This is an area where you have seen all of these cyber attacks lately, and there's really no rules of the road internationally like there are with physical attacks of what countries feel like they can and cannot do without retaliation. So Biden is trying to create some sort of understanding. Again, this seems like the first step in a conversation that'll last a while, but the president seemed encouraged. President Biden also made a point to say that he raised a lot of concerns, including human rights, including Alexei Navalny, the dissident in Russia who is in jail right now, election meddling, many other things as well. He says that President Putin brought up Afghanistan, where the U.S. is about to withdraw our final troops, saying that Putin offered at least to be part of a solution in Afghanistan. Biden seemed to want to have a conversation about that a little more, hear more what Putin meant. But a wide range of topics was discussed, even though this meeting did last a little less than the White House and the Kremlin had previewed. They had been forecasting a meeting that could go 5 hours or more, and in fact, it was closer to three, but it still seems like a lot of things were discussed.
Well, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican, has already tweeted out that our adversaries feared President Trump. They are laughing at President Biden. You don't have to comment on that, but what was your takeaway from, you know, the way the men seemed to be speaking of each other at the end of this meeting?
Well, I'm not really sure I can get into what Jim Jordan had to say about it or
understand
what he means. But, I mean, I think, you know, again, leading up to this meeting, there were all these questions of would Vladimir Putin pull stunts? Would he show up hours and hours late? Would he try to upstage Joe Biden, right? It doesn't seem like any of that happened. And the fact that Biden was able to get the last word, I think, is something that was very important to the White House, and they were able to make work. You know, this was a neutral site. It doesn't get more neutral than Switzerland, right? But it seems like, by and large, the parameters of this discussion took place on the United States terms today.
NPR Scott Detrow, thank you.
Thank you.